Hey there, beautiful minds. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox Affirmations for a Quiet Mind. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, sometimes our brains feel like that runaway train scene in an action movie just spiraling through thought loops, picking up negative passengers along the way. Ever feel like you're constantly battling those pesky inner critics? You know, the ones whispering doubts about your abilities, replaying past mistakes on a loop, or predicting disaster around every corner. Yeah, I get it. Those little voices can be seriously annoying. But here's the good news. We have the power to silence them. Today, we're diving deep into how to overcome those negative thoughts and emotions that want to hijack your happiness. Trust me, this stuff is super important because when negativity takes over, it affects everything, your relationships, your productivity, even your sleep. We're talking about reclaiming control of your mind and creating space for joy, peace, and all the good vibes you deserve. Ready to detox those negative thought patterns? Let's get started with 5 key takeaways that are going to seriously level up your mental game. First up, awareness is everything. Seriously. You can't fix what you don't acknowledge, right? So stop paying attention to those thoughts, the ones that make you feel anxious, stressed, or just plain down in the dumps. What triggers them? Where do they pop up most often? Journaling, meditation, even simply taking a few minutes to observe your thoughts can be incredibly powerful tools for gaining clarity and understanding. Number 2. Challenge those negative narratives. When those pesky inner critics start their usual chatter, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? Often, we get caught up in worst-case scenarios or exaggerated fears that have no basis in reality. Think of it like a detective investigating a case, gather the facts, analyze the evidence, and don't be afraid to poke holes in those flimsy negative beliefs. Next, we're talking about reframing your perspective. Remember, our thoughts aren't always a reflection of reality, they're just our interpretation of it. So, what if you could choose a more positive lens? Instead of dwelling on setbacks, focus on the lessons learned. Instead of seeing challenges as insurmountable obstacles, view them as opportunities for growth. Shifting your perspective can make a world of difference in how you feel and how you approach situations. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Let's be honest, we're all human, and that means making mistakes, having bad days, and sometimes feeling down. But instead of beating ourselves up, it's crucial to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a good friend who is going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, support, and forgiveness. And finally, remember that taking care of your physical well-being is directly linked to your mental health. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, exercising regularly, and spending time doing things that bring you joy. When your body feels good, your mind follows suit. Okay, let me paint the picture for you. Imagine this. You're walking down the street when suddenly a car backfires, startling you out of your daydream. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and that familiar voice in your head whispers, "Oh no, here we go again. This is so stressful." What if something bad happens? Sound familiar? But what if, instead, you took a moment to acknowledge the feeling without judgment, take a few deep breaths, and remind yourself that this is just a temporary sensation? You could even reframe the situation, "Well, that was a loud noise, but I'm safe and sound." This is a reminder to stay present and appreciate the little things. See what I mean? By practicing these techniques, you can transform those negative thoughts into opportunities for growth and self-awareness. So remember, beautiful minds, you are capable of creating a calmer, more positive inner world. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-love, but the rewards are worth it. Now go out there and silence those inner critics. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I'd love to hear how you're incorporating these techniques into your daily lives. And don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Detox for more tips and tricks on navigating the ups and downs of life with grace and resilience. Until next time, stay mindful, stay positive, and keep shining your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.